A Florida-based circus operator is contesting more than $33,000 in fines proposed by federal safety officials for a tent collapse that killed two Vermonters and injured dozens in New Hampshire last year. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration says a meeting between representatives of the agency and Walker International Events took place Wednesday. An agreement was not reached. Robert Young and his six-year-old daughter Annabelle of Concord, Vermont, died August 3rd when a storm with winds up to 75 miles per hour blew through the Lancaster Fairgrounds, toppling the tent. OSHA said Walker failed to properly erect the tent and ignored severe weather and high wind warnings. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.